The show will begin.
Not a moment too soon.
When do we start?
Tonight.
Good. I'd like to get in, get on with it, get it over with, and get out. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Lost discs radio. They couldn't take up something quiet like flying kites.
Now, Bill.
Is a little yellow string, but we like each other more than anything. Yet we run along together in the field behind my house, and the little drops of rain caress my face and wash my gloves. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone, 'cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize kites are fun. Kites are fun.
See, I was thinking if we had to, Doc, if you had a gong over there, would you use it?
Need a gong? Yeah, I.
Or would you just let this ride?
Well, I mean, I do fly kites, so you, I do agree, kites are fun, but I don't just can't picture singing a song about it, you know, multiple harmonies and multiple people getting involved.
People twisting and gyrating.
Gyrating, yes, right. Yeah, I mean, kites are fun. I agree.
Well.
Flying kites.
Yeah, see, wow, the suspense.
Flying kites.
Well, you know, the worst part is that this is a cover.
Oh, God.
Of a Bubbling Under hit, right? Most people, if they know this song at all, they know it from the Free Design, right? Canada's own The Free Design. But this, of course, is the... Well, that was the 1968 update by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
All right, come on. Joe Stacks. See, Uncle Bill and Mom don't realize, Doc, that Joe Stacks is on the line out of Pennsylvania.
Greetings. Greetings from the Keystone State.
All right, Joe, now, listen, I'm sorry to have to do that to you, but I don't know. There's something that I've always felt that song belongs somewhere in March or April. So if I'm ever going to play it, and if I'm ever going to play that cover version from Fred Waring and his gang, I figure tonight's the night, but yeah, there you go. Right?
Well, the time was now, and I'm glad we were all here for it.
All right, we seized the day. And speaking of seizing the day, Chesty is on the auxiliary microphone.
Hello, people.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we've all got squared away now on the Squaresville sounds of the Pennsylvanians. And, well, listen, we're going to go around the horn here for the whole month of April, right? So you figure you're going to hear some songs about taxes, you know, and poorly spent budgets. And you're going to hear a little bit of stuff for 420 coming up. Right, Doc, April 20th is right around the corner.
Sure.
Doc.
Yeah.
Look alive.
How about April Fools?
Yeah. Well,
we got those right here in the studio.
There you go. So in that case, we're actually going to start it with a little bit of Lost Discs in Paris.
Oh, April in Paris.
Yeah, stand by for this action tonight exclusively on Lost Discs. Great.
Let's see, c'est fait pour faire l'amour.
Lost this radio.
If I speak this way, my voice sound comes through my nose.
Michelle, my belle, these are words that go together well. My Michelle. I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you'll understand.
Not if I can help it, baby. It gives me gas.
Lost this radio.
You know there's something happening, but you don't know what it is.
Money for cigarettes, pennies for wine. Don't let them take that away, but it's all I have to call mine. Listen, buddy, that's all I have to call mine. I got no overhead, no taxes to pay. I just got one rollaway bed that they want to roll away. Listen, buddy, don't let them roll it away. Sure, I've heard what they're saying, share the wealth, that's what they're saying, but I don't believe it. The government takes all the cash and eats it or something, so the rich get richer and the poor get nothing. So leave me my money for cigarettes, my pennies for wine. Don't let them take that away, but it's all I have to call mine. Listen, buddy, that's all I have to call mine. But, buddy, it's just enough to call mine.
We'll be right back.
And there go the out of sight sounds of Thumper.
Thumper?
Can you give it? Yes, Thumper with Montreal. Okay, so Thumper on the A&M label, but Canadian A&M nonetheless. Okay, so we'll, I don't know if we'll get any info on that just here in a moment. We'll just have to see. And before that, it was, now look, it was David Ackles. Okay, now I think you just all better sit back and realize that you've gotten this far in your life and you've not discovered David Ackles. You need to go back and check this out. All right, on the Elektra label, 1968 with Laissez-Faire. Okay, from his first and self-titled David Ackles LP, man. And I'm just warning you all that you've missed out on something very important with David Ackles. Joe?
I'm backing you up on this one because I've only, until you tipped me off, I didn't know much of anything about David Ackles. I may have heard the name, but I didn't know the man at all, or his music. And right. That's some fabulous stuff. And I can't, it's like Putney Swope. How did I get this far in my life without knowing this stuff?
Well, right. And it's, you know, very influential on people like, what, Tom Waits, Elvis Costello, things like that. And we had no idea that this was going on. But that, look, I'm just going to leave it at that, folks. You can do what you want with your lives, but I'm telling you, David Ackles, okay? And before that, it was Rufus Lumley. Now, be careful, right? On the RCA Victor label, yes, covering the Beatles, okay? His, like, 1967 update there, folks, on that Beatles classic. So Rufus Lumley, a British guy, I'm thinking.
Sounds like a Neil Sedaka version of Michelle.
Well, I'm gonna throw some cold water on that one, Jim. Apparently, an American.
What?
Kicked around.
Yeah, oh.
Kicked around on some minor labels like Holton and Skyscraper before getting signed to RCA in 67.
His
most remembered song is from 65 called Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
There's not a lot out there, but I came up with an obit for him. Was apparently from Macon, Georgia.
Okay, and passed away when about then?
1999.
Okay, so wow. Well, I stand corrected there on the Rufus Lumley situation. And Cosmic Debris, by the way, in the Area 51 chat made special mention that he was actually kind of digging that arrangement of Michelle. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. And we kicked off the shit. we kicked off the shit with, hey, if you can't fix it, feature it, man. We kicked off the set with Charlotte Leslie. See? Uh-huh. Charlotte Leslie writes with Le Fils Femme with the... I've had too many beers to pronounce my Francais correctly. I don't know. Were you digging? Come on. Who was digging? Why is it so quiet when I mentioned the Charlotte? Come on, Doc. What? You're digging the Charlotte Leslie. Nobody even chimed in. Nobody in the chat room said anything about that swinging Mademoiselle cut that we played right there. Come on, I demand satisfaction.
So whoever the author of the liner notes was here's what the author of the liner notes has to say about her. He said, the words are very important in this song because she literally sings that girls are made to make love.
There you go.
Yeah. And the author says, I must say that I agree with this interesting point of view. Don't you? And then he goes on to say, she goes on to say, whoever, I'm not really sure who wrote it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Says that Charlotte Leslie had several EPs during this late 60s, but with the exception of this one song, none were very interesting.
All right.
It's a way to promote your Mademoiselle album there.
Yeah, it's just like, don't bother
listening to anything else by this artist.
Please stop buying her records, right. Please. What would be the point now? Okay, well, they make great frisbees. How about that? Now, Joe, before we move on, I'm concerned about this group Thumper. Anything you can say?
Well, not a lot that I could find on these guys, but they may not have been Canadian. From what just from some web searching, supposedly they started off in the L.A. San Francisco area. Opening for other, among others, Savoy Brown, Flying Burrito Brothers,
Huh.
But they did appear at Canada's Expo 70. So maybe that's how they got picked up with that, with the song called Montreal.
We are the April Fools. We got somebody who we thought was from Britain, who's from Georgia. Somebody we think who's from Canadian, from out west. It's all...
All right. Well, then just
fooling.
What? Just keep smarting off, Chesty, because here we go then.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I'm so far out already, I'm really on another planet.
Oh, you're going to love this one. I love it. And I was so happy when I came across this song. And I hope you enjoy this for your woodcutting April. Crosscut Saw by Albert King on the Stax record label.
For a nickel apiece, and you could drink it till they run out your nose, and we did.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
He isn't taken in by our false values.
Oh yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Laurels Country Club proudly presents the Keystone Four. Thank you. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Hoyt Axton's Greenback Dollar. Here we go. Sing along.
Some people say I'm a no-count. Others say I'm no good. I'm just a natural-born traveling man. I'm doing what I think I should. Oh, boy. Doing what I think I should.
I don't give a damn about a Greenback Dollar.
Live
baby. My mama, she said, son, drive away your will and grow up to be a man. Sing what must be sung, oh boy, sing what must be sung.
Yeah, let's go!
And I don't give a hang about a greenback dollar. I'm in as fast as I can for a wedding song and a good guitar. The only thing that I understand,
oh boy,
the only thing that I understand.
And now that I'm a grown man, I've traveled here and there. I've learned that a bottle of brandy and a song, the only ones who ever care, oh boy, the only ones who ever care.
One more time with me,
guys. I don't give a hang about a greenback dollar. I'm doing as fast as I can for a wedding song and a good guitar. The only thing that I understand,
oh boy,
the only thing that I understand, that's all that I understand,
oh Lord,
the only thing that I understand. As I can for a wedding song and a good guitar. The only thing that I understand,
oh boy,
the only thing that I understand, that's all that I understand,
oh no,
the only thing that I understand.
Fascists have taken over our planet.
We're not just hoping you're dumb, America.
If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We're banking on it.
All I am saying, George, is that it's high time the American public grew up.
Yep, 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 yep.
Silver we spend it in town, cause all of my money hasn't really turned brown. Cause
we live for the poorhouse, baby.
It's strange.
Just strange as it may sound.
But we're heading for the poorhouse, cause all of my money turned brown.
Yip, 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 yip.
Well, I remember, baby, long time ago, had so much money, it was laying on the floor. We had a pony, a car, and wasn't way up on top. But things has changed, we really got to stop. Because
we're in for the poorhouse, baby.
And it's strange.
Just strange as it may sound.
But we're in for the poorhouse, because all my money turned bright. Money, now I'm way above that. I never should have spent my money so fast. So come on, baby, we may as well pack. Cause
we're headed for the poorhouse, baby.
It's strange.
Just strange as it may sound.
But we're headed for the poorhouse, but all my money turned brown.
Yip, 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 yip.
Can you earn more money?
Yes, the Lost Discs Radio Show.
What are you laughing about?
Excellent work!
Yip, 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 boom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 did a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
Every morning about this time she gets me out of my bed at 5 for a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
After breakfast every day she throws a warning past my way.
Never, never say. Get a job, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
Well, when I get the papers, I read it through and through, and my girl never fails to say,
if there is any work for me, and a cry and tell me that I'm lying by the job that I never could find. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Good find. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, good job, get a job.
Yeah, see, there go the white guys version. Right, that's the safe white guy's cover of Get a Job. That's the Mills Brothers, right? So that's the competing version that came out at the same time as the hit version. There were competing versions, unbeknownst to you, right? Unbeknownst to me all these years, right? What you're thinking of is the Silhouettes, who had the hit.
Sure.
Right? Smash number one hit in 1958. Right, the Silhouettes, by the way, a Philadelphia group. They were the cool black guys that had the hit with that man. But of course, this was coming off of that early 50s thing there where they wouldn't play the race record, as they called it. So they had got the white guys like Pat Boone or somebody would re-record like songs by Little Richard and things. And so the white guy could have the hit because, segregation. On the radio. Who knew? It wasn't just about water fountains and pissing in the bathroom, Doc. You also couldn't play certain records on certain stations because people would freak the hell out, man.
How dumb.
Intriguing concept.
If you can imagine that. So anyway, so the Mills Brothers actually charted with that at number 21 in March of 1958, whereas, like we said, man, the Silhouettes were a one-hit wonder. They went all the way to number one with Get a Job and never touched the charts again. But before Get a Job, we heard the Silhouettes, right? On the Ember record label with Heading for the Poorhouse with All My Money Turned Around. Ding, doopity, pop, pop, bam. Right, an incredible follow-up. That was the follow-up to Get a Job. Heading for the Poorhouse did not crack the chart at all. Man, see, sometimes there's some serious injustices in the recording industry, shall we say. All right, before that, look, man, it was the Keystone Four sticking it to the man, with their version of Greenback Dollar with the thing, don't you get me, and don't tread on me with your taxes, Doc.
Yeah.
Right? fly that flag high, and then before that, it was...
Look, fly the kite.
It was Albert... King. Now calm down, Doc. It was Albert King. Yes, it was on the Stax label. Yes, it was Chesty's Chick Pick, that dirty old blues tune, Crosscut Saw, which, by the way, was a moderate hit for him. It hit the R&B charts in 1967. Just got inside the top 40 on the R&B. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe, I know you know what I'm saying. And here's what I need to know. Of all the trouble we've had tonight trying to pinpoint where some of this stuff is coming from, were the Keystone Four a Pennsylvania group?
They don't seem to have been. Dang. I was checking.
Come on, would you quit it?
Hey, I couldn't find anything about them in my usual references, like Sounds from the Woods by Mike Kuzman, Jr. Hi, Mike. You know, so the definitive work on Pennsylvania Garage Rockers.
But I mean,
I know they were on the Chelsea label, but apparently they also performed under the name The Ketones.
I see. That's tricky. Well, yes, I have them on the Chelsea record label. I got the 45, and that, I don't know, I kind of was digging that their version of Greenback Dollar, man, but I was hoping for a Pennsylvania connection there. Thanks a hell of a lot. So, but all right, fine.
Always a pleasure.
All right, but the Silhouettes were out of Philly.
Actually, I think they were British.
And I...
Canadian.
Doc, don't make me crank up the reverb again. Don't make me crank up the reverb again, because you know I'll do it. Right? We didn't get any complaints last time, but the FCC won't take kindly to this kind of...
Did we get any complaints on the email tonight?
Crap. You know what, Chesty, would you give out the email address, please?
Oh, it's lostisradio. Oh, lostisradio@yahoo.com.
That's right. You spell the word discs with a C, and then it gets to us. Yeah, we did get a few emails chimed in on the email. Hey, listen, John in Walpole, Mass. I was just thinking about John in Walpole, Mass. Haven't heard in from him in a while. And Doc, he's got sad news out of Wallingford, Connecticut tonight.
What's that?
That Hilton Valentine, the original guitarist of the Animals, who was still residing in Wallingford, Connecticut, has passed away.
Oh, wow.
Recently. At age 77. And, you know, he used to play gigs up at the old Dublin Inn in Wallingford. You remember that watering hole?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? So, okay. So a little sad news on the email chain there tonight. Also, though, hearing in from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin tonight, guy named Bill, he's actually catching us on the net feed and throwing out some felicitations for Easter. Now, look, I don't know if anyone's out there on 6160 getting it on the shortwave. We'd love to hear in about that, right? In the meantime, yes, Wayne and Diana in North Carolina checking in as always, and we are so digging it that they're digging it, right? So, folks, it is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Well, let's keep it moving on then, I guess. I'm going to send this... You know, with all the craziness that's been going on, man, and continues to go down, man, we forget that about a month ago we had some really good news, Doc. Remember, we landed a probe on Mars, right? We landed a rover.
Sure.
On Mars, and that was like for like 12 hours, everyone was like, hey, here's some really good news, man. We can still believe in America. So in the meantime, I found this record sitting around the studio, and I thought, this is the perfect time if you're going to play this. And I'm sending it out to the Area 51 crowd, but especially to Cosmic Debris and Jane tonight. Oh, yes. It's another exclusive.
Well,
I'm lost
I
it.
I was driving home last night when I saw the strangest sight. A shooting star passed by, you see, and landed right in front of me. Then I jumped out of my car so I could see the falling star. But to my surprise, I found a little flying saucer had hit the ground. Stepping up a little closer so I could see, a little head popped up in front of me. He had a bent antenna sticking from his head, and then he looked at me and said, I'm a little Martian, don't tell anyone. I'm a little Martian, we get you to one. I came down from Mars to see what I had seen when my little spaceship fell from under me. the little fella home with me, and boy, do we have fun. Why, he's got more tricks up his sleeve than most anyone. He'll raise his antenna and then just disappear. And then he'll read your mind and grin from ear to ear. Why, he can move a Frigidaire by just raising his hand. I'd like to tell everybody, but they just wouldn't understand.
Tired, disappointed, but under a terrible strain.
Gonna be a fine place way up there. in the top of my mind. Well, all my friends will be able to stop right by. It's gonna be pretty soon, but the way you're fighting down here, just maybe I'll have to go to the moon. But as long as my friends can be able just to stop right on by, get us together down here, 'cause I know nobody on the moon. But anytime you feel like you wanna stop right on by, come on. Whoa, whoa. Can't you just see it now? Oh, we gonna sit out there on the lawn a while. Everybody gonna get a little sun. Ha ha ha. Ain't you just see now? All you gotta need is a little bit of love.
Lost this radio.
It'll make you love better. It'll make you feel better. And it's even legal.
Thank you.
not just the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, bisexual, queer people that do to repent it and all these heterosexuals think, oh, well, we're not going to go to hell because we're heterosexual. Sacking up, sleeping around, aborting my children. And you'll say, well, so-and-so got away with this and this and this and this and this, so I'll get away with it. Well, when you get there in hell, God just might put you right next to them people, Bernie, and say, hey.
I've been finding somebody. Nobody knows who's where the riverside comes. Say they're outraged on the banks of the river. Somebody pulls out a big fat gun. Shoot him down. He's the one with the hands and blood. Shoot him down. He's the one with the hands and blood. Shoot him down. He ain't no good. He's the savior. He's yours. He's mine, 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 mine. Stretching and a retching and a looking for the riverside. Stretching and a retching, looking for the riverside. Stretching and a retching and a looking for the riverside. Finding and a finding, got to find a riverside. Hey!
Yeah.
tired of looking for the Riverside.
Kevin Coyne taking us out. Kevin Coyne burning it out tonight on Lost Discs Radio. What can I tell you? With Savior. Okay, right off the Virgin Record label LP, yes, out of 1975.
It's with Andy Summers with a U on the guitar.
Well, Andy Summers on all the guitar work there, that's
yeah,
right.
Looks like him. I think it's him.
Right, Joe? Andy Summers on that Kevin Coyne album, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man, there's with Zoot Money on the keyboards.
No kid, is that right?
You might want to check it out, because they were together all the way back in Zoot's old band and Dantelion's Chariot, so they kept working off and on. And they were in the Animals together, too, the like real late period Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, it ties in with the guy who died.
Way to tie that in. Okay, now before that, it was Mother Earth, okay, right? Of course, featuring Tracy Nelson.
Tracy Nelson.
The great Tracy Nelson on vocals with Staying Home, Singing Homemade Songs. And isn't that just the way to have spent this past pandemic year, folks? Yes, I hope some of you did that, man, off the Mercury label. Circa 1970-ish for Mother Earth. And before that, man, it was Rhinoceros. Yeah, Rhinoceros on the Elektra label with Sweet Nice and High. There's your April 20th preliminary concoction selection, folks, here tonight. And yes, by the way, Rhinoceros, those guys in that group were the guys backing David Ackles, who we heard in the top of the set and top of the show earlier in the hour. Okay, just saying. That's how that ties in. Yes, When I Was a Cowboy from Jim Queskin Jug Band on the Vanguard label. And yeah, you know that, man. You knew that vocal, right? That was Maria Muldaur. That's the chick that did Midnight at the Oasis. Chesty was wondering who that was. That's who that was, right? The vocals on that Jim Queskin Jug Band cut there. And we kicked off the set with, yes, it was Floyd Robinson. Floyd Robinson on the Groove label with My Little Martian, right? Featuring a Sonovox in there, right? That's why we had to send that out to Cosmic Debris and all the Area 5161 crowd. And speaking of the crowd that you want to send that kind of Sonovox action out to, folks, get over to Rockin' Radio, where they keep encouraging us to do this kind of thing. It's the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Boss man Randy Tibbins is good old stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips, the electrophonic sound, and of course the deep album cuts from Mark Brainerd. I know, deep album tracks, right? Maybe Scott Lowe is over there, maybe we're over there, folks. That's the kind of action you've been digging tonight. Hey, thanks Kaz, and thanks Doc.
Yeah, hey, no problem, anytime.
All right, thanks, you know, thanks Joe.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Right, and good night, Chesty.
Good night.
And good night, Weasley Steve. And hey, good night to Bill in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, who went over and fired up his shortwave rig. And sure enough, he's got us on 6160 kilocycles for your edification of your underground shortwave experience. Yeah, good night, Weasley Steve, wherever.
Do the sissy.